Ma'id Katan Yerushalmi, corresponding to Ma'id Katan Bavli, Daf Tefov, we begin Yerushalmi on Daf Yudamad Aleph, 17 lines up from the foot of the page, V'hamanuda Shetir Lei Chachamim. V'hamanuda Shetir Lei Chachamim, the Mishnah taught that a person who the Chacham released from excommunication may take a haircut during Chol HaMoed. Man and Kaiman, Im B'Shetiru Lei Koidim Leregel, Yigalech, Im B'Shetiru Lei Koidim Leregel, Al Yigalech. What's the case? If they released him before the festival, let him take a haircut then. If they did not release him before the festival, he cannot take a haircut. Ela ken kaimen, kishiyaturi le koidin aregel, v'chal yim shleishim shalai, v'yayth beregel, she'ein nidui pachoif mishleishim, v'ein neziva pechusa meshivas yomim. Rather, the case is when they released him before the festival, and his 30th day will occur on the festival, as excommunication is not made for less than 30 days, and rebuke, nezifa, which is rebuke, is not made for less than 7 days. Ein nidui pachoif mishleishim yomim, the excommunication is not made for less than 30 days, we learn from the Pasuk in Bamidbar, Perek Yud Aleph, Pasuk Kof, until a month of days, until it comes out of your nose. Rebuke is not less than 7 days, as the Pasuk says in Bamidbar, Yud Beis, Pasuk Yud Dalad, would she not be humiliated for 7 days? Rebbe have a muka leba alasa. Rebbe would honor his rich but ignorant son-in-law called Bar Elasa. Amalei Bar Kapar, kol Amram Shalin Rebbe Ba'ad Leith Ad Shalli. Bar Kapar said to Bar Elasa, everyone asks Rebbe questions in Halacha, and you don't. Amalei Manishol, so Bar Elasa said to Bar Kapar, what should I ask him? Amalei Shomin Mishomayim Nishkafa Humia Berchasi Beisa Mevachedes Kol Ba'alei Kanafayim Ve'unu Na'orim V'nechavu V'yashishim Kamu Amdu Anes Yomu Hoi hoi va nilkad nilkad avoinai. Bar Kapar said to Bar Elasa, ask Rebbe the following riddle. It looks down from the heavens, there is panic inside his house, every winged creature is afraid, and the Pasuk says in Eov in Perek Choftes Pasuk Ches, youths would see me and hide themselves, elders would arise and stand. One who flees from sin will speak with joy, one who is trapped in his sin. And Bar Kapar wanted to allude to Rebbe that it was not correct for Rebbe to honor Bar Elasa. Hafach Rebbe v'chamsei gochich, am Rebbe ini makirich, zakein v'yadah leith hu mitamnya b'yomei. Rebbe turned around and saw Bar Kapar laughing. Now I will not recognize you as an elder, a sage, therefore Rebbe did not ordain and give smicha to Bar Kapar. Bikshu lindois es Rebbe meyeh, am alahen, ini shemeh lochem, at shetaymu li et mi menadin v'al mi menadin v'ad kama dvorim menadin. They wished to excommunicate with me, as he disagreed with the Chacham over a certain matter in Halacha. Rav Meir responded, I won't listen to you until you tell me who you are excommunicating, why, and for which of the 24 known reasons you are doing this, because one who does not know the laws of excommunication may not excommunicate. Bikshu lindois es Rav Eliezer ama amrin man azol meidele. They wished to excommunicate Rav Eliezer once in the story of the Chachinai, as we're going to learn below, for disagreeing with the majority opinion. They asked, who will go and inform him about this? Amrabi Akiva, Anal Azal Moidele, Asal Agabei Amalei Rebbe, Rebbe Chavrecha Menadin Lach. Rabbi Akiva said, I'm going to do it. When he came to Rebbe Leza, Rabbi Akiva said, Rebbe, your friends are excommunicating you. Nistai Nafik Lei Lebra, Amar Charuvisa in Alacha Kedivayhem, is Ukrin Vle is Akra. In Alacha Kedivay, is Ukrin is Akris. In Alacha Kedivayhem, Choizim Vle Chazos. In Halacha Kedivai, Choizen v'chazos. Kol Adain Shvacha v'leif Halacha Kedivai. The Rebbe Leza resident took him outside and said, O carob tree, if the Halacha is like the Chachamim, uproot yourself. The tree did not become uprooted. If the Halacha is like me, uproot yourself. Then the tree became uprooted. Then he said, if the Halacha is like the Chachamim, let the carob return to its place. And the tree did not return. And he said, if the Halacha is like me, let the carob return to its place. And then the tree returned. And Rebbe Chanina, Rebbe Leza said, why, if all of these proofs show that the halacha should be like him, why ultimately was halacha not like Rebbe Leza? And Rebbe Chanina answers, since the Torah was given, we follow the opinion of the majority. Did Rebbe Leza not know this? Now he was upset because they burned his tahor food in front of him, showing that they ruled that his items were tamei. Taman Taninan, Chitru Chulioif, Venosan Chol, Ben Chulio Lechulia, Rebbe Leza, Metahe, Vacham Metamim, Ze Tanuoi, Shel Chachinoi. The Mishnah Maseches Kelim teaches that if they sliced up a tamei earthenware oven and inserted sand in between each slice, the Rebbe says that the oven is tahor, the Chachamim say that it's tamei. This is called the Chachinai oven. Amar Rabbi Yumya, Chachach Godol Naase Ba'isa Yoyim Kam Mokem Shehaisa Eina Shereb Leze Mevatas Ayin Nishdaf V'le Eile Afilu Chita Achas Chatzil Nishdaf V'Chatzil Nishdaf V'Yem Amudei Beis Avad Meroyfifim. Rabbi Yumya says that a great trouble occurred on that day. Wherever Rebbe Lezer looked, the crops became ruined. Also, even in the same wheat stalk, one half was ruined and the other half was not, and the walls of the study hall were leaning in out of respect for Rebbe Lezer. Amar lehen Rishur, im chaverim, mislachamim, atem ma'ich baslachem, v'yasabasko v'amar halacha Rebbe Lezer b'ni, am Rishur lo b'shamayim hi. Rishur said that if the friend is disagreeing, why should it interest you? A heavenly voice came out and declared, the halacha is like my son Eliezer. If you responded, the Torah is not in the heavens. It means Hashem gave over the power of halakhic decision-making to the Chachom, meaning to the majority opinion here. Rav Kwispai, Rav Yerichan Meshem Rebbe, Em Yomeli Adam Kach Shana Rav Leza Shoina Ani Kedvav, Elak Detanya Mechalfin. Rav Kwispai and Rav Yerichan quoting Rebbe said, if someone would tell me that this is the way that Rav Leza learned in other laws, but not in the case of the oven, since halakha was already ruled to be like the Chachomim, I would cite him in a Mishnah, despite the fact they excommunicated him. However, other Tanoim have taught the opposite of this. Chazman hava ava b'shuka v'chamas hada isa sachuta d'beisa v'talkas v'nafles k'ireishi amadoim v'sha'ayim v'chevrai v'kavnoisi t'chziv ma'ashbos yom me'avyoin. Once Rebbe Lezer was walking in the marketplace, he saw a woman emptying out garbage from her house. She threw it and it fell on Rebbe Lezer's head. He said, it appears that today my colleagues are releasing me from excommunication. As the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Perek Kuf Yud Gimel Pasuk Zayin, from the garbage dump he will raise the impoverished. Rabbi Shur ben Levi Sholach Basachad Barnash Talasa Zimni Vlei Asa. Rabbi Shur ben Levi summoned a certain person 3 times, but he did not come. Sholach Amalei Ilule Vlei Charmis Barnash Min Yomei Havin and Machrim Lahu Guva Shal Esim Ba'arba Droim Menadin Vze Echad Mehem. He sent a message saying that if there was still excommunication nowadays, I would excommunicate this man, as there are 24 reasons for excommunicating a person, and this is one of them. As the Pasuk says in Ezra Perek Yud Pasuk Ches, if anyone does not come within 3 days, according to the counsel of the officers and the elders, all of his property will be destroyed and he will be separated from the congregation of the exile. Amar Yitzchak ben Rav Lozer, if Sagin Minhoin Mevadran Bemasnisa. Yitzchak ben Elazar said that many of the 24 reasons are scattered throughout the Mishnah. Taman Taninan, we have a Mishnah over there in Meseches Tainis. Shalach Lei Shimon ben Chetach, Amolei Tzarech Atan and Dois, Shilon Nigza Gzeira, Kashim Shinigza Bimei Eliyahu, Lanunsis Navy Etharabna de Chil Lashem, Shikon Navy Etharabna de Chil Lashem, Tzarech Nidui. Shimon ben Chetach sent a message to Choynia Magil, you should be excommunicated, as if the decree now would be the same as the decree at the time of Eliyahu, you would have brought many to profane Hashem's name, and whoever brings the many to profane Hashem's name must be excommunicated. Taman Taninan, Shalach Lo Gamliel, Im Ake Vata Et Arabim, Nimses Machashlam, Laosid Lovay, Lo Nimses Ma'ake Et Arabim, Laasif Mitzvah, Shekhan Ma'ake Et Arabim, Laasif Mitzvah, Tzarech Nidui. The Mishnah Meseches Rosh Hashanah says that Rav Gamliel sent a message to Rabbi Akiva who prevented witnesses from coming to Yerushalayim when there was a surplus of 40 pairs that were not needed to be able to declare the new moon. If you prevent them, you will cause them to stumble in the future, as next time they won't even come even if they're needed. You have therefore prevented the many from performing a mitzvah, and whoever does so should be excommunicated. Tani Amar Rabbi Yosi, Todus Ishroimi Hineket Anjei Roimi Shu Oichlim Gedim Kolosim Beleile Psachim Shochach Chachamim Bamulai Elulei Shad Todus Lehainu Menad Noisach. Rabbi Yosi said in a brisa that Todos of Rome accustomed the people of Rome to eat Mekulas kids on the night of Pesach, thereby mimicking the Korban Pesach. The Chacham sent a message saying that if you would not be Todos, would we not excommunicate you? Umar Todos, Amar Rabbi Chananya, Dav Meshalech, Parnasas Hoyin, D'Rabbanon. What was so special about Todos? He financially supported the Rabbanon. And this is the Mevius Arabna de Achilas Kodjim Machutz, Shukar Mevius Arabna de Achilas Kodjim Machutz, Sarach Nidui. And the message continued, you have brought the many to eat consecrated animals outside of the temple, and whoever does this must be excommunicated.